This installment of the Studio 2 concert series live on KFSK is brought to you by Keto's Cave and Liquor Store. With Team Trivia Tuesday at 8 p.m., Open Mic Thursday with Eli Johnson, and a DJ dance party on Friday and Saturday night until close with DJ Alvin at Keto's Cave and Liquor Store on Singley Alley. It's a pleasure to introduce to you a man who you probably already know from around town, Skipper Bob Goodmanson of the FV Desire, one of the operators of the Petersburg and Bellingham-based Desire Fish Company. They run a gill netter in town, a family operation, and they process their own seafood and sell it at markets down in Bellingham and that area. Heck of a great business model. But, yeah, and you've maybe even heard Bob play music, perhaps down at the Keto's Open Mic, or with his two youngest children as the North Harbor Trio. They play up at Mountain View Manor during the summer. Talented family for sure, but tonight we get the pleasure of listening to some of Bob's songwriting, and he is one of my favorite songwriters in town, so enjoy. Studio here in Studio 2, we've got Bob Goodmanson. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thank you.
So you've been playing music here in Petersburg and in the world for kind of a while now, right?
Yeah, I've been playing guitar since I was 16, but I haven't really played in public that much. Started performing at open mics when I was 50.
Cool, wow.
Yeah. I used to just play for friends and at parties and things, and mainly for myself.
Yeah, the pleasure of playing.
And started writing songs at 50, too, which is kind of interesting.
That's awesome. Yeah. Are there any of those originals that you want to share with us today?
Yes, I think I'd like to do all originals.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Well, maybe with no further ado, we'd love to hear your music.
Okay, this one is called The Carnival Girl. About those old days when the carnival came to town and everyone went to it. When I was just a boy a long time ago, I'd wait all year for the carnival. Miles away, we could hear those sounds. Watch the lights from the big ride spin round and round. Smell of frying onions in the air. The little kids with those wide open stares. She was just a carnival girl with her diamond smile and long dark curls and her sailor cap and faded blue jeans she could put to shame any blossom time queen, the carnival. She used to run that old-time ride, the Ferris wheel. My friends always said, you don't want to go on that ride again. It ain't no thrill. But I love to go round and round, way up high. And watch over the lights of the little town, far and wide. Oh, and her long black hair. Blowing in the cool night air. And and her sparkling eyes. Through the darkness of the night they shine. She was just a carnival girl with a diamond smile and long dark curls and her sailor cap and faded blue jeans she could put to shame any blossom time queen carnival girl. Then one year when they came back, she was gone. No one seemed to know where she went or where she'd come from. I still think of her off and on from time to time. Wonder where she might be and hope she's doing fine. Magic of those nights and how they'd make me feel. And the memories of that sweet, sweet girl who ran the Ferris wheel. She was just a carnival girl with a diamond smile and long dark curls and sailor cap, faded blue jeans, she could put to shame any blossom time queen carnival girl. Oh, the carnival girl, she was just Carnival Girl.
Boy, oh boy. Wow. Bravo. Gosh, I like that one.
Oh, thank you. This next song is about an incident that happened in Petersburg several years ago. I fabricated the story a little bit, but it was a story of a person that was taking seaweed off the beach for their garden.
Uh-huh.
And they were issued a ticket by a state trooper because they didn't have a sports fishing license.
Wow.
So I thought that was a bit ridiculous, so I came up with this song. I went down to the beach the other morning with a rake and a hoe just to gather up some seaweed for my garden at home. When this man, he walks up to me wearing a holster and a badge. He says, without a license, you can't do that. I said, mister, tell me please, how long will it be till we all need a license to sneeze? Well, he didn't like my reply much. In fact, he didn't look at all too pleased. Funny thing was, though, he pulled out a handkerchief, then he sneezed. I just kind of stood there wondering what exactly I'd done wrong. Could have been the clothes I was wearing, was my hair too long? I said, "Mister, tell me please, how long will it be until we all need a license to sneeze?" Well, he could see I had no license, so he wrote out a ticket for me. Then he handed it over, said, "Read this carefully." Well, I didn't need to read it because I knew what it would say. Say you could take this case to court, but be prepared to pay. I said, "Mister, tell me please, how long will it be? Do we all need a license to sneeze?" Well, I went to court and the judge said, "What is it that you plead?" I said, "I didn't do anything morally wrong, but I plead guilty. But before you give me my fine, which I know I will receive, let me ask you one question, then I'll quietly leave. Hey, Your Honor, tell me please, how long will it be till we need a license to sneeze?" Well, the judge said, "Take this man away. He shows no remorse. Lock him up downstairs. He's contempt of court." As I sat behind the bars that night, I couldn't help but wonder how this all came to be. In a country known far and wide to be called the land of the free, I said, "Mister, tell me please, how long will it be till we all need a license to sneeze?" I said, "Well, hey, Your Honor, tell me please, how long will it be till we all need a license to sneeze?"
Phew! Oh, bless you! Oh, very nice, very nice. Well, we'd love to hear more.
Okay, well, this song... it takes place near Petersburg. It's a story about a fisherman, it's either a troller or a gill netter, that would never watch the wheel when he was cruising, and he would always have it on autopilot, and he didn't worry about running into anything because eventually it would pay off for him. It's called The Blind Helmsman. What's the sense of staring out the window all day? Everything pretty much looks the same. When I could be laying in my bunk reading a book or sitting in the galley playing a card game, maybe taking a good long nap or daydreaming about that pretty girl in town I saw. Oh, what the heck? It's 15 more miles before we reach Cape Fanshawe. Everybody say you gotta keep a sharp lookout ahead of yourself all the time. They say you could run into an iceberg or a log or maybe a tree of some kind. I bet I don't worry about it, 'cause my policy covers all that. When it comes to safety, it pays to be slack. Look out, here he comes. Look out, there he goes. Look out, there he goes. Look out, here he comes. He's a blind helmsman. But he ain't blind, he can see as well as you and me. He just got back from the eye doctor, he claims that his vision is 20/20. Eyes pulling in near Petersburg, it's been a while ago now. Just stepped out of the shower, went reaching for a towel. The boat had hit something hard, threw me up and then down onto the floor. Big rock bust right through the bottom of that old boat. You know, the insurance company paid me $100,000 or more. Look out, here he comes. Look out, there he goes. Look out, there he goes. Look out, here he comes. He's a blind helmsman. I said, look out, here he comes. Look out, there he goes. Look out, there he goes. Look out, here he comes. He's a blind helmsman.
Oh, I love it. That's fantastic.
Let's see. Well,
I think we've got time for another.
One more?
Yeah, let's, I think so. One more.
Okay. This is a song I wrote on the way up. I come up every year to fish up here, and that's where usually where I write my songs on the trip up. And this is a song I wrote about Petersburg, coming back to Petersburg every year.
How long is that? That ride up from Bellingham.
Well, I go real slow. I just take it real slow.
Nice.
7 days.
Cool.
Yeah, stopping every night. Diamonds are falling down on the sea. Shades of gray covering the trees. Fishing boats, they come and they go. All around the harbor, moving slow. Going back again, back to that little town and our good friends. B big tides roll out and they'll roll in. Soon the salmon season will begin. The cannery workers, they gather around the town. Waiting to go to work, just kinda hanging. Back to that little town and our good friend. And the harbor masters, the old men sit around and talk. Swapping tales of days gone by, or just talking shop. Down on the docks, if you pass a stranger or an old friend, they always say hello or give you a nod or a grin. To that little town, into our good friend. Streets are now quiet in the fading. Everyone's gone home now for the night. Through Singly Alley, past Keto's Cave, closer to the harbor now, you can hear the music fade. We're going back again. Back to that little town, and to our good friend. We're going back again. Back to that little town, and to our good friend.
Bob Goodmanson, skipper of the fishing vessel Desire, here in the KFSK live concert series. What a treat that was.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. You can listen again on KFSK's website, where an audio archive of this show and all of our other shows are available, as well as on our new YouTube channel, where video of these performances will be archived. Thanks for listening.
Stereo 2.